My friends, welcome to Greenwich, a town for all seasons. A community with a bountiful history like Greenwich, Connecticut has a special place in our hearts. This is our shared inheritance, offering us the opportunity to once again savor and celebrate the flavors of our past, pass it on to those who follow, and delight in this place we call home. My name is Jeffrey Bingham Mead, a descendant of Greenwich's founders, and I'm your host. I'm glad to have you with us today. May our journey together be just as engaging and treasured as those whose lives and legacies fascinate us today.
Coming up on today's show.
Drawing upon various traditional and contemporary choral works, a member-based choral society serving Fairfield and Westchester counties and the greater New York City metropolitan area, and spreading joy through music since 1924, the Greenwich Choral Society has been dazzling audiences for close to a century. Year 2024 marks the society's centennial. On this morning's broadcast, it's my pleasure to welcome Paul Muller, music director and conductor of the Greenwich Choral Society, and Patrick Taylor, Greenwich High School Choral Director. Rightfully Hers is a new segment on the show inspired by the Greenwich Historical Society's exhibit celebrating the centennial of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, granting women the right to vote. We'll have all this and more as today's show unfolds. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
The cafe in the Toby Taverns building at the Greenwich Historical Society in Coscob is serving hot and cold beverages, sandwiches, salads, pastries, and snacks, and of course, the coffee is impeccable. What a way to start the day. Bring your friends, family, and colleagues to this undiscovered alternative to crowded coffee shops. It's a good place to do some work, Wi-Fi is free, and the parking is too. Savor the history, smell the coffee, browse the museum store with its many Greenwich-themed gift items. The Toby Tavern Cafe and Museum Store are located at 47 Strickland Road, Coscob, on the campus of the Bush Holly House Museum, Library, and Archives. Store and cafe hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekends noon to 4 p.m. A warm welcome awaits you. Neighborhood charm and 19th century historic ambiance. A super little spot. Cozy, light-filled, restored to perfection. That alone says it all. Learn more at greenwichhistory.org or call 203-869-6899. Mark your calendars for this coming Saturday, March 14 at 4 p.m. The Greenwich Choral Society announces a celebration of Beethoven's 250th birthday at the Greenwich High School Performing Arts Center, 10 Hillside Road in Greenwich, featuring a collaboration between the Greenwich Choral Society and the combined voices of the Greenwich High School audition choruses with Patrick Taylor as its director. Accompanying the singers will be professional soloists and instrumentalists. Beethoven 2020 will feature highlights from Beethoven's choral, operatic, and instrumental masterpieces. Tickets are $45 and $38 with a special $20 price for students and can be ordered online at gcs-ct.org or you can call 203-622-5136. My friends, welcome to Talk of the Town on Greenwich, a town for all seasons. I'm Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host. Drawing upon various traditional and contemporary choral works, a member-based choral society serving Fairfield and Westchester counties and the greater New York City metropolitan area, and spreading joy through music since 1924, the Greenwich Choral Society has been dazzling audiences for close to a century. Indeed, year 2024 marks the society's centennial, and you can learn more about them at gcs-ct.org. On this morning's broadcast, it's my pleasure to welcome Paul Muller, music director and conductor of the Greenwich Choral Society, and Patrick Taylor, Greenwich High School Choral Director. Patrick and Paul, welcome to the show. We're delighted to have you with us today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having
us. I'm just great. Thanks for having us, Jeffrey.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, stop in anytime. All right. Well, at least while I'm here anyway. Okay. All right. First question. My listening audience is meeting you here on the air for the first time. So tell us about yourselves and how you became connected with the Greenwich Choral Society.
Well, I was an academic. I had a college teaching position in Manhattan, and had held various different positions with choruses and church choirs and so forth. And I got a little antsy, was looking for another challenge. And there was an opening with the Greenwich Choral Society, and actually with a couple of choral societies on the East Coast. I applied for all of them. And was actually offered two of them, but the Greenwich Choral Society was a 25-minute drive as opposed to a two-hour flight. So, so I ended up in Greenwich.
Well, how about that? Yeah. Yeah.
And have been here for over 20 years working with the Greenwich Choral Society and their members and, you know, having a grand time doing all eras of music and all different kinds of concerts for the past 20 years. But that's sort of been the tradition of the Choral Society anyway.
Sure, yeah. Patrick?
Well, I'll say I've been at the high school now 21 years, and one of the most appealing things about coming to Greenwich was, in fact, that they had the Greenwich Choral Society, a long-standing institution, and therefore a community which valued and enjoyed choral music. And so it was obviously a community ready for a collaboration like we're doing now. It only took 20-plus years for us to get together and do this.
Too bad.
But, it's long overdue, but it's terrific. It's great.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, we are on the show a little bit about history. So tell me, when was I already said, but when was the Greenwich Choral Society founded, and what's its mission?
Well, it was founded in 1924, and I believe it started with a concert at First Congregational Church in Old Greenwich, and I believe it was, if not the complete Messiah, at least a portion of the Messiah. You know, there were a handful of singers. I think maybe what information I know is about 40 singers. And so they sort of muddled forward. Some years they didn't give a concert. Some years they only gave one concert. And I think the Greenwich Choral Society turned into a completely different kind of organization under the direction of my predecessor, Richard Vogt. And he, you know, expanded the membership and moved the chorus performance locations with, you know, SUNY Purchase, Norwalk Concert Hall, really put them on the map in the early part of his tenure. And he was also the music director at First Congregational, so he had, you know, his fingers in the pie in the community.
That's handy.
And yes, very handy. The mission of the Choral Society has always been just plainly, you know, to achieve the highest level of excellence in the performance of choral music. And when one does that and you're working with community members, what comes out of that is a kind of a community engagement. Friends are built, so camaraderie. And the joy of, you know, a learning process for an adult who's either could be in business or maybe they're in education, whatever. A learning process, something outside of their everyday, you know, occupation.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, I understand that originally your choristers were Greenwich residents only, but that again, that the society and its in the early 21st century really has broadened its horizons considerably. So tell us, give us a profile. Who are your choristers and where and how often do they perform?
Well, first I'll say we give three major concerts a year. First concert's usually at Christ Church. It's a holiday concert. And then the other two concerts are usually March, early May, something in that neighborhood. And we've started performing at the Performing Arts Center at the Greenwich High School because of the new facility there. And over the years, we've went to Norwalk Concert Hall. It's a few exits away from Greenwich, but the facility is beautiful for making music.
Yeah.
I wish Greenwich had another alternative for another venue, maybe not quite as big as the PAC. And there was a move in that direction a few years ago, which never materialized. But, you know, maybe it'll get revived. Our members come from a wide circle around Greenwich.
Yeah.
And there's been a time when we had members coming as far as Essex, as Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
You know, obviously Wilton, you know, so the greater Greenwich area, some from Stamford, Westchester. Yes, there were some people coming in from Manhattan, actually. Mm-hmm. Maybe they lived here and then moved into Manhattan and then kept singing with the Choral Society for a while.
Yeah.
So it's been a wide circle of members and all very interesting people and, you know, a great collection of singers and enthusiastic people to work with.
It's great that music brings people together like that. It really, really is.
And, of course, all the communities you mentioned have those kind of choirs in their own communities. For them to come all the way to Greenwich speaks to the long tradition of them being excellent. And, of course, Paul's direction, which is well known in these parts, having done it for as long as
you
have.
But, you know, people also make friends. And it's,
it's a social
network. And so that's
as well.
A big draw for many people, you know. And in fact, that's how many new people come to the Choral Society, is as somebody who's currently a member says, you know, to their buddy, hey, why don't you try us out? And one thing leads to another, and that's how we recruit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very nice. Now, I've heard, and I got this from your website, and it's commitment, consistency, and camaraderie. I think you've just touched on those are your guiding principles. So maybe talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, commitment, I guess you could say, in order to give a concert, the members have to be committed, or we don't, or I don't have a group to work with.
So it works, yeah.
And, you know, come February, that's always a little bit of a struggle because everybody wants to travel and, you know, go to Florida for a few weeks and so on and so forth. But generally the fall is, you know, there's no problem having people committed. And the same thing in the later spring when schedules calm down and people are not traveling as much.
That's true.
And you know, consistency really comes from the fact that we try to do every concert with a professional orchestra and with professional vocal soloists. So that gives us a kind of a reputation of the sort of the level of performing that we do. And I talked about, you know, camaraderie and out of that. Sometimes the soloists stay overnight with somebody in the chorus, and you know they get to be friends. Yeah,
it's like a dating service.
Almost. Well, no, I wouldn't go that far, but
go on a first date and sing to each other. I don't know. That's great. All right. Now, talk to us. Share with us the kinds of music that you have performed throughout your history.
Yeah. Patrick, why don't you start that with your high school?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. The high school choral program is built on the performance of smaller, shorter works because we can do a larger variety of music, and of course that's going to address all of their educational needs. And so when an opportunity like this comes along for them to sing something of a larger scale, a meatier scale, with of course a master composer and with the adults showing them the way in terms of what their voices are turning into, it ends up being a tremendously exciting thing. We've done some major works like this in the past on our own, but the sonic palette that will be available to them to model in this concert, I think, is the perhaps the most beneficial reason to collaborate for this, at least from my standpoint.
And the Choral Society has always had a tradition of sort of performing music across a wide spectrum. There were years when there was a close association between the Greenwich Choral Society and Dave Brubeck. So we've kind of continued that tradition and done big band concerts and small combo concerts. And in fact, in the end of April, we're doing a Latin concert, and we'll have
fun.
A tango band on stage with us, and a guest guitarist from Hartford, a soloist, and it should be not exactly the concert that you'll go dancing during, but a repertoire that a choral society doesn't always encounter on a regular basis.
Sure.
You know, Duke Ellington, Gershwin, Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms, most of the major masterworks.
Sure.
And over the past 20 years, we've frequently been heard also with the Stanford Symphony.
Oh, very nice. Well, my friends, we're going to go on a short break. My guests today are Paul Muller. He is the music director and conductor of the Greenwich Choral Society. And we have Patrick Taylor, who is the Greenwich High School Choral Director. The Greenwich Choral Society has been dazzling audiences since 1924. And my friends, you can learn more at gcs-ct.org.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Mark your calendars for this coming Saturday, March 14 at 4 p.m. The Greenwich Choral Society announces a celebration of Beethoven's 250th birthday at the Greenwich High School Performing Arts Center, 10 Hillside Road in Greenwich, featuring a collaboration between the Greenwich Choral Society and the combined voices of the Greenwich High School Audition Choruses, with Patrick Taylor as its director. Accompanying the singers will be professional soloists and instrumentalists. Beethoven 2020 will feature highlights from Beethoven's choral, operatic, and instrumental masterpieces. Tickets are $45 and $38, with a special $20 price for students, and can be ordered online at www.gcs-ct.org, or you can call 203-622-5136. There are many great things about Greenwich, Connecticut. We're blessed with a constellation of nonprofit organizations devoted to enriching and elevating the arts. The Greenwich Choral Society is one of those bright lights presenting innovative programs. For almost a century, the Greenwich Choral Society has revitalized the musical experience through high-caliber performances such as Beethoven 2020 and others. In addition to concert venues and member contributions, the Society relies on donations to promote quality music in the community. My friends, I'd like you to donate to the Greenwich Choral Society, and you can do so by going to gcs-ct.org, or you can call 203-622-5136 today. Thank you. Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Greenwich, a town for all seasons, on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, MWGCH.com anywhere, and 105.5 FM in Stamford. I'm Jeffrey Bingham, your host. My guests today are Paul Muller. He is the music director and conductor of the Greenwich Choral Society, and Patrick Taylor, the Greenwich High School Choral Director. The Greenwich Choral Society has been dazzling audiences since 1924, and again, you can learn more by going to gcs-ct.org. Well, thank you for staying through the break with us. Tell us, gentlemen, about some of the more memorable and historical performances of the Greenwich Choral Society, or even at the high school too. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we've changed into a new paradigm now with this new performing arts center. That's really changed everything. In fact, essentially why we haven't done anything like this before. Our old auditorium just simply couldn't handle these kind of forces. And so once we've built this fantastic, yes, large venue, but tremendous acoustical venue, mm-hmm. It has really sent us into a new place for the town's music making.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the fact that the Choral Society is doing at least one concert a year there speaks to that.
Right. It's likely that in the future we'll do more than one a season mm-hmm. in the Performing Arts Center. But that's in the future. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The things that I remember about the Choral Society in my past 20 years are some of the great performances that we've given of the masterworks, like the Verdi Requiem, which is a piece that you don't do every year.
Sure.
But also the Choral Society has done a fair bit of travel to Europe. And, I recall in my mind mesmerizing performances that we have given both at the Notre Dame in Paris.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And in Spain as well. Yeah. And one of my favorites was when we went to Italy and sang in the Duomo in Florence and sang for High Mass at St. Peter's at the Vatican.
Oh, well, if you do one of those again, please let us know ahead of time. I think people will want to go. That's fantastic. All right. Now, on your website, I've heard about what is called the Natalie Rutherford Scholarship Award. This is something rather new to me, and I think maybe to the audience as well. What is this, and who are the people that benefit from that?
It's a scholarship for high school students mm-hmm. who are planning to study music on the college level. Yeah. So it would be a junior or a senior in high school who would apply for this. Yeah. The fund has been doing quite well, and I can't tell you the exact amount, but I know that this coming year the size of the scholarships is nearly tripling, I think, to $3,000 per student.
Oh, that's very nice.
And we hope that will, you know, with the rising costs of education, we hope that will attract some more applicants.
Oh, I think it will.
And we're happy to do it. And we've oftentimes stayed in touch with those winners. To see if we can bring them back in some way and sing with the Choral Society, and we have done that in the past, and then we oftentimes feature them in our program, mm-hmm. so you can kind of see what this person has done in their life after college.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we like to think that we've sent them on the right path.
And over the years, the Greenwich High School students have specifically have benefited from this scholarship, having done very well in this competition over the years. Mm-hmm. In fact, on the website, I believe there's a list of all the past winners and where they went to school. And Greenwich is well represented in that list. And so many of them have gotten their start through the auspices of the Greenwich Choral Society and their largesse.
Yeah, it's a not so many choral societies have the resources to be able to do something like that. And we also take community outreach quite seriously.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we have a subset of our chorus which makes an effort to sing in places where otherwise there wouldn't be live entertainment and to make appearances in the community that way.
Sure. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say someone in the listening audience, and we've got lots of people out there, and they're listening to the thing, you know, I want to audition. I want to audition with you, and how do you do that?
Well, if they're nervous and they want to know what an audition is like, they can go to our website, which you've mentioned several times, and in the middle of that website there is a bullet point that says "Sing with us," and if they click on that, they'll get an explanation of what they can expect at an audition so that they kind of know what they're getting into before they come to the audition.
Sure.
And then there's a contact person there, and they can either call or email that person to set up an audition. It's a non-threatening experience, though saying that doesn't make the person feel that it isn't.
What's interesting about an audition like that, and with all choirs like yours, is that this is an individual audition, but for a group ensemble. So many singers don't think of themselves as solo singers, and so they fear, oh my God, I'm going to be judged alongside whatever this could ringing in their ears. But in fact, we're looking for very different things when we look for choristers.
Right. We're looking for somebody who we want to check their range, if they're an alto or a tenor, that they have the range appropriate for that voice type. Mm-hmm. And simple things like, you know, how good is their pitch? Do they match pitch? How good is their ear? And if you play a series of pitches, can they sing them back? Not difficult things, but just the skill set that will allow them to be successful in that larger choral setting.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Who supports the Greenwich Choral Society, and how can we support you?
Well, amazingly, a lot of the support comes from the members. Who pay dues, that's number one, so that's a base for the budget, who buy their own music, who also donate. We have, I think, 100% donation from the members, at all levels of giving. But we do rely a great deal on gifts from the community, and once again, you can go to that website and you'll find a bullet point right on that homepage to allow you to either buy tickets or to make a donation. But we do an annual appeal as well.
Sure. Well, we would like very much to support you because of all of the great things that you're doing. It's quite remarkable. Now, as we start to close, what is in store for the future of the Greenwich Choral Society, and how can people learn more?
Well, they can actually send us an email if they have a question. They do that through the website.
Sure.
They can keep checking our website for, you know, what the next season is going to be like. The best thing is just to come to a concert.
Yeah.
And hear what it's like, you know, see what our program is like, see what the experience is, and generally people walk away with a smile on their face and a very favorable impression.
I think it would be difficult to imagine someone coming to this particular concert and having them not come back for more.
Exactly.
This is going to be a very exciting event.
Well, Beethoven has been wowing audiences for centuries, actually.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
So I guess that's a good sign. That's really great. All right. Well, I think that's fantastic. Well, you know, on this morning's broadcast of Greenwich to Town for All Seasons, my friends, we welcome Paul Miller. He is the music director and conductor of the Greenwich Choral Society. And we had Patrick Taylor. He is with the Greenwich High School Choral Director. The Greenwich Choral Society has been dazzling audiences since 1924. Please, this coming Saturday, please attend the Beethoven 2020 concert. And that's over at Greenwich High School. There you can learn more about that on the Greenwich Choral Society's website. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very, very much for coming here. You're welcome here anytime. And if there's anything that I or any of us can do to support your efforts, please call upon us.
We will. To help. My main thing, buy tickets.
You bet.
Buy tickets. Buy tickets,
see you
everybody.
There.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. All right. We will. So, my friends, please go to the concert. You'll enjoy it. Get involved, and you'll have a lot of fun. So thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rightfully Hers is a celebration of the centennial of the passage of the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote in America. The first woman to vote in Greenwich elections was Miss Bertha M. Bowles, having ballot number 1, as reported by the Greenwich News and Graphic on November 5th, 1920. In 1971, Zita Benziger became the first woman volunteer firefighter when she joined the Round Hill Volunteer Fire Company in Greenwich. Unfinished Revolution, the Woman's Suffrage Centennial Exhibit, is open to the public at the Greenwich Historical Society. Learn more at greenwichhistory.org. Rightfully Hers was made possible by Sue Hill McClenachan. Thank you. You're listening to Greenwich, a Town for All Seasons with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host on 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere. As we start to close today's show, I extend my sincerest thanks to the following for making the 11th of March 2020 broadcast possible. The Greenwich Choral Society, Catherine Laudanier and John Mickey Robinson, Sue Hill McClenachan, and Kevin M.J. O'Connor of the Jeffrey Matthews Group. And listeners to the Greenwich A Town for All Seasons show on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, FM 105.5 in neighboring Stamford, Connecticut, at WGCH.com anywhere, live streaming globally over the internet. We welcome your support. Contact us at Greenwich A Town for All Seasons at gmail.com or visit our GoFundMe campaign. Thank you.